Grant Wilson of Santa Cruz Art and Revolution says the police investigation was a complete waste of time and resources.
It's amazing what the police can come up with in terms of material, but really in terms of substance and action, there's really nothing there.
The internal investigation was led by Deputy Chief Kevin Vogel, the same man who authorized undercover agents to infiltrate parade planning meetings. The officers involved were cleared of any wrongdoing. Vogel's report says police did nothing wrong because it claimed the New Year's parade jeopardized public safety. The document also says no guidelines were in place governing police use of surveillance. But Bob Aronson, the independent police auditor under contract with the city of Santa Cruz, rejected Vogel's report as incomplete and flawed, saying there was a conflict of interest.
It was inappropriate for Deputy Chief Vogel to conduct the investigation into his own decision to use undercover officers.
Aronson was tapped by City Manager Dick Wilson to conduct a supplemental investigation that will determine how and why police decided to use undercover officers to get the information they wanted.
My issue is that at first glance, without any other effort, a decision was made to try to put undercover officers into the organizing meetings.
Johnny Hurst, who lives in the home where meetings took place, was named by police as a lead organizer, but had little involvement with the New Year's parade.
Observation doesn't actually scare me all that much, but their kind of involvement did.
The undercover officers used fake names and contact info, helped with parade logistics, and consumed alcohol at planning meetings. The internal audit reveals a pattern of abuses by police, says Rico Thunder, a parade planner who was a major focus of police surveillance.
The Santa Cruz PD used their presence at the planning meetings to gather information about community groups and First Amendment activities taking place. They used this information to monitor events and tip off other outside agencies, as well as introduce them into the police records database.
This is the war on dissidents and the war on the Constitution come home to Santa Cruz.
Local peace activist Sherry Connable marched in the New Year's parade, but had no involvement with its planning.
It is not up to the police chief to fix this. It is not up to the city manager to fix this. It's up to us to fix it, and the only way we can fix it is if our elected representatives speak on our behalf.
Activists want a stringent policy that safeguards the First Amendment rights of citizens engaged in political work. The city's Public Safety Committee, tasked with overseeing police policies, agreed to wait another month for Aronson's report before making policy recommendations. In Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo for Free Speech Radio News.